And now, the most downloaded podcast in Canadian podcast history, according to the most recently updated independently conducted research conducted solely by Humble and Fred. This is the legendary Humble and Fred Show, as performed by the independently conducted research firm of Humble and Fred.
Humble and Fred Radio!
Canada's national morning show.
Redhead Senorita, look at that cabin, said, need a bed in Espanol. What I'm gonna sing around the collar and I don't need a microphone.
This is the legendary Humble and Fred Show, Canada's national morning show.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
The following episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Paytm, Spearhead Brewing Company, and Strain Print. If you'd like to talk to Humble and Fred, call 1-833-437-8465. That's 1-833-HF-STINK. And now, from the Humble and Fred Queensway National Broadcast Center, here are Humble and Fred.
Oh, special boy.
National.
I was just, hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Where are you going? I was just talking to Fred. He's right here.
Yes, just taking a drink of water. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what happened to us. Like 3-4 years ago, both of us started losing our voices. Because could it be we've been broadcasting professionally for over 40 years, and now they're just giving up?
Well, maybe. But I had, I was in the yogurt habit for a while, and then I thought maybe that was it in the morning. And then...
You thought that was clogging up your voice, clogging.
But this week I've been, because I'm taking a Cipro tablet, an antibiotic, you're not supposed to have any dairy around that. So I've been having my clear tea, water, and a bite of an apple. Nothing there is... throat clogging? Nothing.
I just would love young Howie and Freddie from 1993 to tune into this radio show. Two guys.
No, I know.
Just but then, of course, I had my antibiotics, so I can't have my yogurt. Neither the two of us would be listening to this going, you hear that? These two old pricks can't even have yogurt. We were just talking before the show started that I said maybe for our podcast, which is, you know, without exaggeration, maybe not the most downloaded numerically, but the most downloaded, uploaded. I mean, there's nobody on iTunes that has put up the sheer numbers that we have. I just wonder if maybe for our podcast, we should just eliminate the whole, you know, the intro and then the funny nonsense with Phil. And the, although we couldn't because we want to keep those sponsors in there. Yes.
I think it's sort of a signature that should be left, and if somebody wants to quickly, you know, fast forward pie it, fine, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, it's almost like the only way you can identify that this is our podcast rather than others, right? Because we did, like when we started 7 years ago, we started with that music and then went, hi, this is Humble and Fred. That's what we
did. Hi, I'm Fred.
What are you talking about? Is that what we did?
Yeah, and then some editions, because I came in on Fridays, you'd be like, where is Phil? And that was the beginning of the show. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I would vote to keep it.
Yeah, I think now that I said it, we would have... certainly don't want anyone to skip past the sponsor mentions.
Well,
because that's what we're doing.
That, yeah, I mean, even if there was some new form of intro, the sponsor mentions would have to be in there somehow. Anyway, what else is going on in this day? I brushed some snow off my car.
What?
This morning in Bramtooney.
Oh, don't say that.
Hard to believe, eh? What, a week ago? Well, a week ago yesterday, it was 75 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I brushed off some snow.
28 degrees.
But that's the nature of it. That's Ontario. That's Canada. That's where we live.
Yeah, I mean, we're supposed to get 15 degrees tomorrow, like 5 or 6 on Sunday. We've been pretty lucky. Mm-hmm. You know,
we've been blessed, Howard.
We're very blessed.
We've been blessed.
Because the Lord...
Yeah.
A Lord, the Sky Muppet.
Mm-hmm. He just moved the weather fronts around to make sure we had a good fall.
Mm-hmm. The Sky Muppet.
It's very easy for him.
Praise Muppet.
Praise the Muppet.
We were lucky. There were very many days in the last 6 or 7 weeks that were just some of the best days of the summer. We're in the fall, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that there was summer weather, but fall season.
Not to belabor, but it was the lost season for me. Walking around with a catheter bag, surgery. The world was going on out there, Howard.
Not you.
The weather was beautiful. Not me. I was in this little cocoon of anguish, trudging along, counting the days off my calendar till it was all over. When will it end, Howard?
The lonely man.
When will it end?
With the catheter bag.
No, I'm serious. You know, I didn't swim mm-hmm. since the first day of August.
Oh, buddy.
Dang.
Seriously.
I know.
Watching my grandkids frolic in the pool and I couldn't jump in with them.
They're like, Papa, it's so warm today. Why are you wearing your cargo pants?
Watching the people up at the Tin Palace in the water.
In the lake.
You know? Mm. In the hot tub. No, not me. And but anyway, enough of me.
Enough about your...
enough of my anguish.
You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You were robbed.
Robbed,
you
yes.
You were robbed of this beautiful fall.
No golf.
No. I don't know what I would do if all of a sudden it was like, well, I guess you can't golf, Howard, because you've abused your body so... That now you can't make a golf swing.
Oh, no, the sciatica.
Not to belabor this podcast thing, but just to give everyone some perspective what we're talking about. There are tens of thousands of podcasts, maybe even more now.
Oh, hundreds of thousands.
Submitted to iTunes.
Oh, yes.
And
every day somebody's going, I do a podcast now.
Right.
Every day.
And it's like an exponential thing. Every day, more and more people are submitting more and more podcasts. Not all of them are submitted to iTunes, but let's just say there are tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
To give you some perspective, the number one podcast on iTunes, the top shows in the comedy category, are Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, Mark Maron. These are all top 10. Kevin Smith, Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien's got a podcast called Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. It's ranked 24th.
Is that just a show repackaged, or is it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But let's say it's a... I'm just giving you some names in the news here. Mm-hmm. The first Canadian podcast that appears is a CBC one.
Of course.
From our friend Ali Hussein. Oh. And a great... It's Laugh Out Loud.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely show, but it's got, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of visitors. Mm-hmm. Of listeners.
Paper.
So in the top 200, it's we're in the same company as Jay Moore and Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla ranks 88th on iTunes as a podcast. There's Kevin Smith. And where do you say Humble and Fred rank? Well, we are in 120th place is a fellow named John Cleese.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some fame from something called Monty Python. In 122nd place is Aisha Taylor. Now, you don't maybe know that name, you, but a lot of people do. She's a very funny comedian.
Whose line is it anyway? She's
Whose line
host.
Is it anyway? And mm-hmm. and she's a very well-known U.S.-American comedian.
Very hot.
She's number... Yes, she is. She's a very attractive woman,
mm-hmm.
if you see that. So between John Cleese and Aisha Taylor is Humble and Fred.
Nice.
121. Mm-hmm. Now, 121 may not seem like a lot, but given the landscape that we've just described...
Right.
And we've been doing it 7 years... It's bizarre.
Yes.
Yes.
There's
man.
Nothing like longevity.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like having it out there every day to gain an audience. You know what they used to say in radio? You hire a morning show, you don't even think about changing them for 3 years.
No.
Just let them settle in and do their thing until they become a habit for listeners.
Right.
So we've been doing it 7 years and we're a habit.
We're having it with somebody. Our good boy Todd. Todd Shapiro's show. 163. Very nice. Very impressive. 102.1 The Edge. You remember where we used to work with them?
Yes.
Their podcast is 191.
Is it?
It is.
Well back of the Humble and the Fred.
And rounding out the top 200, The Daily Show podcast.
Trevor Noah.
198.
I cannot warm up to Trevor Noah. Yeah. I cannot. Him and Jimmy Fallon just don't do it for me.
Jimmy who?
Fallon.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Jimmy Valens.
Oh, I probably did.
Kimmel?
Oh,
it Kimmel?
It's funnier. Him and Jimmy, that Jimmy Valens kid. Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, I hear that about Trevor Noah. I'm
just, and not his fault, just what that show was and now what it is, doesn't work for me.
No.
You know, he tries to bring that Jon Stewart attitude, and it doesn't work for me. That's all. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it's doing, and if you enjoy it, great. But
yeah,
it's off my sked.
You know, I really kind of agree. excuse me. I've seen his stand-up. Now we're just two old guys clearing their throat. That's the name of our... That should be our second channel podcast. Two old guys clearing their throat. Maybe when this finally, you know, goes away, and we just want to do one once in a while.
Yeah.
We won't call it the Humble and Fred Show.
No.
We'll just call it Two Old Guys.
Mm-hmm. There's something there.
The stuff that Trevor Noah does in between, you ever see that? It's a bit called In Between the...
Not really.
Oh, you mean like the video clips about him exploring certain issues, right?
No. It's like when the cameras are not rolling, He has this bit where he's just talking to the audience about what's about to happen. And it's actually funny because I like it better than the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Try that.
Yeah.
Try it out.
I like Jimmy Kimmel. And who's the third guy? Jimmy Fallon.
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert, mm-hmm. I really like.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon's too, I don't know.
Cute. Kooky.
I don't he's like too, a bit of a phony to me.
He's too sycophantic.
What's that mean?
A sycophant. He's a kiss ass.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree, and he's got this
But it's a certain type of kiss ass.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the... he's you know what it is? It's almost old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. He kind of reminds me of that old Merv Griffin.
And sometimes he laughs, and I think it's not... Yeah. I think it's a bit phony.
Yeah.
But can I ask you another question?
No.
Why would you use the word sycophant when you can just say he's a kiss-ass?
Right. A brown noser.
Hey. Why don't you be a little more Scarborough?
Hey, I'm from Moose Jaw. It doesn't get any more.
Moose Jaw. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
About what?
But Moose Jaw being below Scarborough when it comes to Raw.
Oh, please.
Okay, I don't know. But
there's like a lot of guys in Moose Jaw, they talking like that. Hey, how are you? Why would you say sick of pants? Why are you sick of pants?
Is the field a sick of pants?
Did you hear Howard the other day? He was talking about he's sick of his pants.
He said that.
You can text us, as someone just did, who says, leave the podcast as is. Wham, bam, in Georgetown.
Oh, Shango, whammy.
Shango,
whammy. In the Georgetown, eh?
I want to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, by the way,
yes.
Out of Georgetown yesterday, my granddaughter, who will be 4 in November... She drew a picture of me and sent it to me. I'll show it to you.
Oh.
Maybe I can even put it up on our Facebook page because it's uncanny.
And I want to see it.
She's 4 and it looks just like me. Okay, I'll do it. I'll show you. I'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Crayon, marker, crayon, pencil.
That's
can
Humble
I see
and Fred.
It now?
Yeah.
So sycophant, the definition of person who acts obsequiously towards someone in order to gain advantage. Mm-hmm. A yes man, a bootlicker, a toady, a lick spittle, a flatterer, a flunky, a lackey, that. A spaniel, a doormat, a stooge, a cringer, a suck up.
He's oh, such yeah, a suck.
She looks just like you.
She drew and said, that's Papa.
Oh, that's cute.
It's very...
It's a bubble with legs.
Yeah, it's a... it's a bubble.
It's like a taller Picasso.
It's kind of a... Not even a circle. It's something with spindly legs, with one arm, and an eye.
Uh-huh. It's good, eh?
Yeah.
She was so proud of that.
Aww.
What made you laugh? Bootlicker? Brown-noser?
Yeah. I've heard all those. Brown noser.
Lick spittle. I've never
My
heard
mom
lick...
used to use that a lot.
What, brown noser yeah, or
oh,
a bootleg?
Oh, he's a brown noser.
Well, you know what that means.
Yeah. Your nose right up their bum.
That's why your nose gets brown.
Yeah.
But you think, okay, if you had your nose up someone's, you know, butt close enough to get brown on it.
Right.
At some point, wouldn't you wash it off? Can't walk around.
You'd think.
You'd think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I want to talk about the Toronto Maple Leafs, who apparently are... having a nice little season. Have they played since the last time we talked about them? They Matthews was 4-1 earlier in the week. Did they play?
I wasn't here Tuesday.
Oh,
So yeah, they beat the LA Kings 4-1 on Monday. Tonight they play the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin are in town tonight. A good test for the Maple Leafs. It's a home game. They could increase their record to 7-1.
So on the Maple Leaf front, this Nylander kid, the tiny general man, the young general manager, I think he's like, what is he, 17, 18?
32.
What's his name, Kyle Dubas?
Kyle Dubas.
He's gone over to...
Switzerland. Yeah, Nylander was training. Well, he lives in Sweden, and they're meeting in Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
It's like some war conference or something, right?
Right. I can't just Skype him. Let's Skype in.
Oh, I don't know.
So he's going over there to try and
Skyping,
sign the kid.
Listen, Skyping is very handy and convenient, but sometimes face-to-face is better.
Sure.
In a situation like that.
So
you know, they're at loggerheads.
How much money are we talking about here?
Well, apparently, Nylander on a long-term contract, 7-8 years, wants $8 million a year. And the Leafs are like, no way. They don't mind the term, but they're thinking somewhere in the low sixes.
And what
so they're just at a stalemate. But the thing is, all the advantage is sides with the Leafs because... You know, he's a relatively new player, and you have to be in the league for, I think, 7 years before you're eligible for free agency. So,
So he's basically got to sign with the Leafs or not at all.
Yes, and if he doesn't sign by the Leafs by December 1st, he can't play in the NHL this year. He's actually a free agent to the world, but not a free agent in the NHL. So he's a free agent. He could go sign and play in Russia if he wanted.
Right. He could play with Yeskenia.
He could play in the Swedish league if he wanted.
In Fleur de Vaux?
Yeah. It's just in the NHL.
We go around. Could he play in the Korean league? Oh, you know,
the Souls.
In the NHL, he can only play for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And nobody else is going to pay him what the Leafs could.
So there's a couple aspects. I'll talk about Matthews in a second. But
they could do the sign and trade thing. Like, he could be over there and say, okay, we'll give you 7 years, $7 million. It's more than we want to do, but we're going to trade you right away. Then they have to go find a team
that will take his salary
and would have room for that. The Leafs just don't have room for that, even if they wanted to sign him with all their other talent.
In terms of the salary cap.
Yeah.
So speaking of salary, there's two things. I'm going to talk about Matthew's pace in a second, but since you brought up money, there's an interesting article in the Globe and Mail, speaking of sycophancy. You know, we'd been talking about Tavares had signed with the Leafs. He could have made more money other places. Oh, and there's an article about how pro athletes and other high earners get around Canadian taxes. Because at the highest level, it's 53%. So you get a guy like Tavares who this year will earn $15.9 million.
Right. He did. He's and apparently only $1 million of that is to play hockey. The other was a signing bonus. And the reason they do that, in case there's a lockout, which is a whole other issue now, so they're designing contracts so big players, if there's a lockout or a strike, they still got their money.
So there's a thing called, and I'd never heard of this, you know, and I'm all up in the financial world, you know. It's called a retired compensation arrangement, or an RCA, and you have to be a high earner to even, you know, try and use this.
Yeah.
And what it is they... allows an individual to put away half of their salary each year and delay accessing it until they retire.
Really?
When they could be living somewhere else or funnel the taxes through another residency.
I've never heard of that.
Neither had I.
Doesn't seem fair.
Well, I don't know. It's how a guy like Tavares could justify coming here because he was going to get 53% of that salary taken away. The interesting thing, beside the fact that it's available for rich people, is that the NBA didn't allow it for the Raptors because they said it would give the Raptors an unfair advantage when trying to sign.
Is it in the NHL? Is this only a Canadian thing?
Yes.
So it's a Canadian law. The Canadian players playing on Canadian teams would take advantage of.
Now, I think it's available for everyone.
Even though you're paid in U.S. funds.
Wow.
Well, I guess because you're employed in Canada, right?
No, I know.
Yeah.
But you're paid in U.S. funds.
According to the senior financial planner for Richardson GMP, I have no idea who they are.
Random letters here.
I'll tell you right. Yeah, exactly. Random letters, Richardson, random letters.
Glenwood's and his CCTV.
All we know is their offices are in one of those towers downtown that most people never go to.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's available to everyone. If you're earning north of $250,000 a year, you could do it. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was available. But a lot of these athletes, it makes sense. Because you think about a lot of guys coming here to play pro sports. The Jays, the Blue Jays, the Jays, right. The Blue Raptors, and the Blue Leafs. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting a lot of guys coming here. They're trying to make it attractive.
No, I know it. And, you know, another reason, under the NHL salary cap, which is somewhat low, like, Sidney Crosby's only made... He's deferred a lot because he wants to win. So he's... Sidney Crosby's only making, like, $8.5 million a year.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, but they have a lot of stars on that team, and he made the choice. I'm going to take less so I can be on a winner. I mean, you can only spend so much money in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a decision that a lot of NHL players have to make.
Yeah.
Like William Nylander, yeah, he might go off and make 7.5 somewhere else, but it might be for a lousy team. Well, that's the choice you make.
And that's no fun.
Well,
we've worked for lousy teams.
It's all about priorities.
By the way, speaking of Sydney, before I get to Matthews, you go and Google that Tim Hortons commercial. They're really good. It's Sidney Crosby and another NHLer who I can't remember. It's the Kenyan hockey team.
Right.
Oh, yes. What was it? The Ice Lions? The Ice something?
They have nobody to play. And so Tim's brought them over here. And they were going to play a game against another team for the first time. And just before the game starts, down the hallway of the arena, two players come out of nowhere, and one of them is Sidney Crosby, and all the Kenyan kids start to, you know, a couple of them start to cry, and they hug them, and it really is one of those, you know, I know it's emotional.
No, it's great.
Whatever, but it's great. If you haven't seen it, go check it out.
Yeah, it's Nathan MacKinnon. He's also in the other one, May I Question, a Tim Hortons commercial.
Sure.
And I made this observation on the weekend in front of some other gentlemen, and they agreed with me and had the same observation. It's another commercial for hockey cards at Tim Hortons, and he and Nathan MacKinnon are going through the drive-thru on a Zamboni. Have you seen that one?
No, I have not.
And when Sidney orders coffees, he says two double-doubles. And I thought, isn't that odd? A professional athlete, double-double, why they would say that. That's double cream, double sugar. Not the healthiest. And it's funny, the first time I saw this spot, I thought, oh, that's odd. You'd think he would just say two coffees or two regulars or two whatever. But I just thought two double-doubles just doesn't seem to fit with the profile. And I thought, am I overthinking? But I did bring this up on the weekend to other gentlemen.
Yeah.
And they agreed.
Of course they agreed.
They agreed wholeheartedly.
Of course they agreed.
Well, do you not agree?
Well, because they're a bunch of sycophants.
Of course they agreed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, anything you say, Freddie.
Anything you say, Freddie. Absolutely.
Whatever you say is so brilliant.
Would you give us some of your drugs, Freddie?
Did you hear what Fred just said? Oh, I did. I was the first to agree.
No, you weren't. I was.
Bunch of kiss-ass brown nosers.
Hello, hockey Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think the only reason they did that order is it's such an iconic Tim's order. But you're right. I was thinking that, you know.
Hey, believe me, it's a small thing.
No, but when you said they're going through on a Zamboni, I'm like, every time I go to a Tim's drive-thru, it's like I'm behind a Zamboni.
Yeah.
That's true. And it's funny, those Zambonis, they must have a clutch because it's jerking. It's jerking through the drive-thru.
How do they hold the coffees if that's the case, right? Trying to get out of there.
Well, they haven't got them yet.
No, that's a different kind of double-double, Phil, when you're jerking through the drive-thru. What?
That was quad-quad.
Did any of the sycophants come up with that brilliance? Okay, well, we got to take a break. And when we come back, I just want to touch on the kind of season that Austin Matthews is having and give you some perspective as I know, listen, I'm not the hockey guy, but I tell you, I do find statistics interesting and the kind of pace that he's on and how rare it is in the 2018-19 NHL to get the type of pace he was on last year in an injury-shortened season.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
And he's you tell me he's only a 21-year-old kid.
Yeah. Just 21, I would think.
And maybe we can tie it all in. We'll try and, you know, figure out or maybe some
Unpack. Explore.
We'll check off some boxes and we'll unpack the kind of money he could make in his career. It's Humble and Fred Radio on Funny 820 and at humbleandfredradio.com. So on the ground.
don't fuck around with my dog. All that I can see, I steal. I fill up my
radio. You're listening.
HF Stink. Right now, our text screen is down. I've sent a note to text screen engineer Ian Service from Credible Goat and what's the name of his company?
TS2.
Ian, what's the name of your company?
TS2.
Rome Phone.
Oh, Rome Phone.
Or Rome Phone.
Why do I send money to TST?
Maybe that's a shell company.
Huh.
I don't know. This program brought to you by the Chamber Plan.
Here's what we want to do. If you own a small company and you've often thought about, you know, getting into some kind of a benefits plan for your employees, a thank you, a gesture for their security, go to chamberplan.ca, get a free quote. It's Canada's number one plan for employee benefits. The Chamber Plan, Canada's leading group benefit plan for firms with, say, you know, 100 employees and less. Very small, and then up to that number. Great idea. 30,000 Canadian businesses now part of this. They've been around for 40 years. It's fantastic. Group benefits, including health and dental and travel and all sorts of products inside once you have a good look. Okay, chamberplan.ca. Get yourself a quote. It's the way to go.
Hang on. We did a lot of reggae music yesterday. That was cool. I'm just trying to find... there it is. Right now, Phil's mom is visiting Phil's sister. Phil's wife. I know. Easy now. If Phil's mom wants to visit Phil's sisters, she would just come home. She's visiting Phil's wife. Phil's wife lives in Cambodia, and Phil's mom and wife went over to Vietnam, you know, as you do. And all the while, they're secure in the knowledge that their data is being streamed properly, cheaply, and effectively using GigSky. North America, Europe, Asia, and all kind of new plans. Flexible, and the number of countries with LTE services been increased. As well, GigSky has reduced the price of some of their most popular plans and added more data to other plans. For instance, North America and Europe regional plans now include more options, plus 1 gig, 2 gig data plans, and they're costing less than before. Get the hotspot. You know, you can connect 32 people to one hotspot. You're just like a walking Wi-Fi zone. As well, the SIM is free and soon to be included in new Apple iPhone products. GigSky.com. Go to HumbleAndFredRadio.com and click on and get through. Sabrina Soares is returning to our program. Young singer-songwriter. So impressed us a month ago. She was here as part of a music program, and we asked her to come back when she has her new single. She'll be performing here in the next hour or so. You were going to show me something. You said, "Oh, wait till I." Something about Fox.
No! I thought you were going to talk about Austin Matthews.
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh,
to.
No! I just thought of maybe later if we did a little first day of cannabis recap. There was a couple of stories in the news.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and we'll get to that.
And it deals with that.
Let's just quickly. So this Austin Matthews kid, just to give you some perspective, the last time anyone, you know, there are very few 60 and 70 goal seasons. You know, I'd forgotten about Brett Hull. Brett Hull scored, was it 90?
No, 92 was Gretzky. And I think next to that.
Yeah, 86 goals in 1991 was Brett Hull.
How many?
86.
Really?
I'd forgotten about that.
Right.
Because you don't think of him.
No, but in the 80s, it was pretty common to go over 50. Now it's a big achievement in the NHL to hit 50. Which is sort of sad.
But isn't it interesting? Because when I was looking at this article, I was like, oh, yeah, Brett Hull. But to your point, what were you saying? There, from 1981 to 1994, every player who led the NHL in goals had 60 or more.
Mm-hmm.
From 88 to 93, no goals leader had fewer than 70.
Mm-hmm. And what is it from then on?
So, but I was going to say, since they started awarding something called the Rocket Richard Trophy to the goal-scoring champion, in 99, they started that in 1999, Alec Ovechkin and Steve Stamkos, have you heard of Steve Stamkos? The only winners to register 60 or more. So it's only happened a couple times. Now,
when was that?
In 2008 and 2012.
Oh, right. Yes, okay, yeah.
Since they started awarding this
President's Trophy.
So,
or no, what did you call it?
Rocket
Richard. Rocket Richard, president's most points by a team.
To this kid,
right.
Now, Austin Matthews, last year in a 64-game season, he scored how many?
38, 39.
Right. That would have put him on a pace for 60 goals.
Right. In his rookie season, he scored 40.
Right.
And he missed a few games in that season,
as
too.
A 19-year-old.
Right.
Now as a 21-year-old, he is on pace to score a ridiculous amount. But
well, he has 10 goals in 7 games, so that would be 70... 80, around yeah. 80. Yeah.
So realistically, is it they're now in this article's point, and this is a USA Today, saying that he could be in the 60s easily.
Oh, I think so. Like, Leafs have played 7 games. I think only one game he didn't score a goal in. I think most of those games he's got at least 2 points in. He's just one of those guys that the puck follows him around, or, you know, he just seems to know where it's going. But, I mean, we've talked about that before. He's a special talent. And understand that, you know, his line mates, Kasperi Kapanen now, is sort of like a consolation to William Nylander. So he's also one of those players that makes those around him better.
Like a lot of great players.
Yeah.
Ed Olchuk, Eddie Olchuk scored 42 goals in 1987. Like, in those days, you would be like the second-line center. You'd score 40 goals.
Well, Rick Vive, I think, had 3 50-goal seasons with the Leafs.
Olchuk says that I love this phrase. Uncanny anticipation is what separates Matthews from his peers. They said the same thing about Gretzky. And the same thing happened to guys who played with Gretzky. In the year that Gretzky scored 212 points, I don't know this for a fact, but I guarantee you his line mates had record seasons as well.
Well, this is, you know, you bring William Nylander into this as well. Now they're talking about a bridge contract, where instead of long term, what you do is you sign for 2 or 3 years, maybe at a reduced rate, but over those 2 or 3 years, you prove that you're worth the money you're asking for. And here's the dilemma he's in. He signs a bridge contract, say, at $5.5 or even $6 million. You're coming to play, because we already know he will be on Austin Matthews' line. So over those 2 or 3 years on your bridge contract, you're playing with one of the best players in the league. It's only going to make your numbers explode. And what does that do for you the next time your contract comes up? Now you have a track record. You know, William Nylander only has a couple of seasons to draw from. There's not enough of a sample there to give him that kind of money. But you come back for a couple, play with Austin, rack up a bunch of points, you're in the driver's seat.
And now to bring it full circle, let's check some more boxes. Let's unpack and pivot. Unpacking and pivoting.
Pivoting.
So here's what I would ask you. Given what we've been talking about, what Tavares is making, $15 million, and what Nylander wants.
$11 million. Well, no, it's average. I'm going by the average. He's got 77 over 7 years.
Okay, but...
yeah, it's front-loaded. Yes.
Okay, so okay, he's 15.9 this year.
Okay.
So I would ask you, whenever Austin Matthews, who, as you mentioned earlier, you have to play 7 years in the league before you're a free agent.
Yeah.
But Austin Matthews had to sign a rookie contract.
Right.
Entry contract. So what's the number when that entry contract expires?
Which is next summer.
So what's that going to
cost?
Well,
it can't be any more than 12, 5, or 13. It can't be.
Per year?
Yeah. I mean, it could be. He could get $25 million a year, but he's going to play on a lousy team. The Leafs aren't going to give that contract because there's not enough money to go around. See, this is the corner that the NHL has backed themselves into with this salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
It actually penalizes you for good recruiting and acquiring good players. Because think about it. Say you have a half a dozen really good players,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to pay them. Well, then your support staff, you can pay them next to nothing.
Right.
Or in the case of a lot of players like Pittsburgh and Chicago, you have these great players, you have to trade them because you can't afford to fit them all under the cap.
Yeah.
So a guy like Austin Matthews goes, yeah, I would like $20 million a year, but if I want to play in a good team and have a chance of winning the Stanley Cup, I got to take less so there's money, more money to spread around other players.
Which is your point about Sidney Crosby.
Yeah. So.
This is brilliant. Here's how great Ian's service is. About 5 minutes ago, Freddie and I checked our page, and it wasn't working. I sent a note to Ian. Now it's working. And here's this text. He goes, I love that the commercial had two high-profile NHL players. We're talking about Sidney Crosby at the drive-thru.
Mm, yes.
And Fred's friends were all like, oh, yes, Fred. Everything Fred says. Well, why don't you read it?
He says, I love that the commercial had two high-profile NHL players at a drive-thru at a rural Tim Hortons on a Zamboni. And Fred says the unrealistic part is the order of two double-doubles.
See? Right.
That's Adam in Mississauga.
Adam knows sycophant.
That's funny. Get That's it? A great observation.
Sycophant. It is. Because you don't suck up and brown nose.
Right.
You know, sicko.
Huh? Mm-hmm. All those guys you were saying, what'd you guys think? And they're all like, oh, Fred, incredible. Well, that is really funny. Like, yeah, uh-huh. The unrealistic part is...
Yeah,
is that they're ordering double doubles? Which, by the way, I have never ordered. Even when
neither have I.
Really?
Yeah, when I drank coffee with milk and sugar in it,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't do the double. It was too sweet. And ever since Tim's brought forth the dark roast, it's mm-hmm. not bad.
It's not bad. I haven't had sugar in my coffee since I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
I began with a quad.
When we first started working together, I had cream and sugar. And
did then Dan you? I've always had a little half and half, but
Dan Duran
no
was
cream.
The first one who said, you know,
no
coffee tastes very good on its own, the coffee.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. But then, mm-hmm. you know, eventually you grow up and black coffee is what you drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you have a little cream, I know, on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. A little treat. What I don't like in my coffees is Bailey's.
Mm, yes. The Irish coffees. Jeez.
I don't know.
Remember when people used to drink Spanish coffee? Like it was this big after-dinner drink, and they would bring you the fancy cup with the sugared rim.
Yeah, what is it you put in an Irish coffee?
Well, Spanish or Irish, it's some kind of liquor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you remember the Spanish was the thing, you know, and then mm-hmm. in the 90s, you'd go up for a fancy dinner, and you'd have a Spanish coffee after, and it was just more booze in coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been one for Bailey's and coffee. Do you like that?
Not really. I mean, it's been a long time, so I don't really
I don't
remember.
I don't care to get a buzz at 8 o'clock in the morning either.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that thing. When people do that in the morning, mm-hmm. well, that's just...
Well,
yeah. I've done that.
For brunch.
I like you're talking about a Bailey's and coffee after dinner.
Oh, no. That's cappuccino time. Come on.
Oh, okay. Well, I was out for hipster dinner last night with our friend Jeff Lumby and his lovely, lovely wife, Julie. And, of course, girlfriend Rachel. And Lumby had a coffee after dinner. It was like 8 o'clock at night. And he's been doing mornings as long as we have. And I said, I can't have a coffee. He goes, do you want one? I go, no, I can't have one. I won't sleep. He's like, he starts bugging me, right? Because, you won't sleep. I go, dude, you got up at 3:30 in the morning like me for our whole lives. I could never drink coffee in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
What I do in the evening, of course, is some mild medications.
No, I'll have a cappuccino when I'm out.
Come on. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
but it doesn't affect me that way either.
Hmm. Oh, you mean the caffeine doesn't affect
it? Yeah, it doesn't really. Takes a lot to keep me up. You know.
Especially now.
We'll tell you, a good burn will keep you up.
Yeah.
Real burn.
I'm trying to segue to the first day of cannabis being legal. You see, medications.
Mm-hmm.
And I had also written down, you know, the fallout from the first day of weed being legal in Canada. There were a few things. What's the thing you wanted to point out about? Was it Fox News?
Yeah, last night I'm watching. I made a big mistake here. I was reviewing my account with Rogers. My credit card got compromised, okay? And then I pay it on my credit card, so I had to call in and do that. And then we started talking about my thing, and I found out that I had this sort of a complimentary channel. And for some reason, it was the family channel. I said, well, that can't be right. I wouldn't ask for the family channel. I'm upset.
Oh.
No, I wasn't. Anyway, he reviewed what was available, and he said the Fox News channel, and I said, okay, give me that. Ooh. For really, for amusement reasons.
Anyway, for entertainment.
Well, wait a second. When Fox News, is that, that's different than Fox...
It's what you hear.
Right.
I thought you already had that. Not on TV.
Oh.
No, no. So I'm watching Tucker Carlson last night, and I don't know if you know, he's a right-wing. Years ago, he used to be on CNN on a show called Crossfire and always wear a bow tie.
Oh, yes.
When he was like a child. Anyway, he often gets into arguments on his show, and as often as not, loses the arguments. And when he does, he starts talking over his guest and then laughing at them in this sinister, creepy little laugh that he has. Mm-hmm. But last night, he does his take on cannabis being legalized in Canada. He says the reason they're doing it in Canada, and this is coming to the United States as well, because the young people in Canada are having trouble getting jobs. They've been priced out of the housing markets. So this is the government's attempt to keep them half-baked so they don't complain a lot. This is what he said. And he looked in the camera and said it, and actually was debating with another guy who was making sense, saying, you know, using, if alcohol is legal, why wouldn't weed or anything you say about weed can be applied to alcohol? And then at that point, Tucker Carlson's, you know, that creepy little laugh.
Are you talking about this laugh? Hold on. That's not it. Hold on. Come on. One last piece of Tucker's laugh.
Every year, the Best Friends Animal Society helps cats and dogs who are stuck in animal shelters.
This was a whole compilation of him laughing.
Okay.
I apologize.
But anyway, he said that, and he said it's coming to the United States, too, because more and more young people will want to rise up, you know, against not being able to afford homes or get jobs. So this is the government's way of, yeah, give them pot and they'll just be quiet. You know, they'll just be half-baked all the time and we won't have to worry about them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we did it.
And he is convinced that once it's legalized, more people will do it and more people will have a problem with it. And claiming he had all sorts of statistics to back that up, which I think the statistics I've seen are just totally counter to that.
Yeah.
But well, at the very least, we don't know.
Well, you said yesterday mm-hmm. in the state of Colorado, it's like, what, 3%?
Oh, no, I said 3% of those people registered places.
I'm sorry. Okay, so continue.
More than 90% of the people still buy it where they always bought it. No, that's basically it. This is what he said. And, it's typical Fox News. I mean, they lean to the right, and they're holier than thou, and they're self-righteous, and anything out of the norm is wrong. And it was just sickening. And, and he would be, I don't know, maybe 50
no.
in his 40s?
No. Yeah, I would say
really?
Early 40s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's too young to be that old.
But it just seems odd. And then, you know, to their credit, and to be fair, sometimes, you know, these aren't news shows. They're opinion shows. And often they say things to get
a reaction.
To get a reaction.
He's 49 years old.
Okay. So...
So his job is to be firebrand, basically.
Well, yesterday, yeah. He did it to me, although I just laughed. I was shaking my head going, really? Like, again, it gets back to that integrity thing. Even if you don't feel that way and you're saying it to get a reaction, what a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
But oh, on yeah. some level, he may believe it. So.
Well, anyway. I think it comes down to whether he believes it or not. It's good television. He takes that stance. He may not even personally
right.
believe that.
But no, that's what I'm saying.
But even if it's just, hey, tonight I'm going to take this point of view and I'm going to argue with somebody because it'll be good for our base and all that other blah, blah, blah. The irony of it, though, is if there was a country, and I sort of touched on it with you and I talking before the show, if there was a country that has systematically and systemically kept their poor peoples down, it's that nonsense machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like alcohol, you know, I think I can't remember if you were here or we were talking about this with Skeezes, but, you know, we're so used to, and I'm not just saying this because I don't drink, but we're so used to seeing advertising for alcohol equate alcohol with the good times of your life, which is great. In moderation,
right.
it's
right.
fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of alcohol, and we're basically saying life is better when you're drinking because it's alcohol and football, alcohol and hockey, and all your activities. So how is that any different than if you were to see an advertising of somebody saying, you know, life will be better, you'll enjoy the hot wings more if you're a bit high. But once that, you know, that is, we're so used to in our society that alcohol is all pervasive. We just talked about, you know, the Baileys and coffee in the morning, the Spanish coffee after dinner. Alcohol is all, we're so used to it that anything under the ordinary, now it seems so amazing.
No. That's right. And guys like this, it's just hard for them to get their head around it. I mean, and not, how many states is it legal in right now? Five, six?
I think at least that. California, Colorado.
Right, around a dozen, because there's a bunch who just approved it.
What's your
too.
Point?
And the world has an end. Like, why don't they use that as an example rather than, you know, they look north and, oh, look what Canada's done now. You know, they're going to ruins and that flaky country to the north. When all they have to do is look at the states that have legalized it in their own country and recently, and I don't think there's been any calamities.
Yeah. Well, unlike alcohol, you know, and anyone that says marijuana is a gateway drug is just nonsense.
Right.
Alcohol ruins way more lives than marijuana. I'm not talking about oxy and heroin and coke. And like, hard drugs are bad. Let's just say that. We all know that. Let's not be children. I do, before we go to our break, though, I want to tell you an interesting statistic that was told to me yesterday.
Right.
About this industry of cannabis.
Okay. Are you going to tell me now?
I don't know. Do you have any more to talk about?
Oh, yeah. There was two other things yesterday. Yeah. The first ticket was in Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah.
For $600-some-odd. Apparently, a guy, they caught him smoking a reefer in his car. Now, and the cops in Winnipeg took a picture of this, and then they sent it out all over the country. And I'm just thinking, so what about the day before? Was there a law? Was it $600-some-odd for smoking marijuana in your car? See,
I saw
this is
that
the stuff
too.
That pops up.
No, I saw the picture too, right. And I thought, you know, good for you, cops. And what a doofus the guy was for smoking a joint in his car. Don't be a doofus.
Yeah. No, my question is, and I don't know, is like, it became illegal yesterday. Could they, on October 16th, could you write a ticket for a guy smoking a...
I don't know. Maybe.
Or is that a new provincial law? What made that a story? Because other people have been charged and fined for having marijuana.
Sure.
Or smoking marijuana, and I guess before it was...
under some influence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and you wouldn't have a bottle of beer and drink it all while on the highway while the police is watching.
And what was the other aspect?
On the Ontario cannabis website yesterday, there was a mistake. There was a vaginal spray, apparently.
Oh.
A cannabis vaginal spray.
Lovely.
To do whatever it was supposed to do down there, but they had the wrong instructions to put it under your tongue. Then nobody spray it under your tongue.
So you spray it under your tongue and then you apply it to the area?
Maybe. But anyway, that was quickly corrected, and they don't know if anybody has actually sprayed it into the mouth. But, but look at, like, I don't, look at how wonderful this could be. There's actually a cannabis spray that a woman can use down there to get relief from whatever. I don't know. What would that be?
Maybe it gets that area high. Maybe like, hey, this is all tingly-wingly. Phil, you're the expert on that area. What happens is when it, does it get all tingly-wingly?
Well, you see, you administer it with your mouth.
No,
what I mean is you got your somatic effects, and it's beautiful. It goes all the way down, transfers.
Phil, you're grossing me out.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you have time.
Well, we're going to take a break. Twitter thing is working again. You can tweet us at 1-833-437-8465. Call us as well. Email us, humbleandfred at humbleandfredradio.com. And when we come back, I'll tell you a piece of information I found out yesterday about this hot sector. I was on a cannabis financial network yesterday. It was very interesting. And somebody explained to me just how out of whack the cannabis sector is in terms of an investment. And like, listen, I know Kanye's crazy, but I still like this song. It's Humble and Fred Radio. Around the world, you can stream us on the iHeartRadio app. Of course, our website, humbleandfredradio.com. And we'll come back with more. Sabrina Soares will be performing in the next half hour. Stay with us.
I'm now loving you way out.
I wanted to. I can't keep my cool, so I keep it true. I got something to lose, so I gotta move. I can't keep myself and still keep you too. So I keep in mind.
You're listening to the legendary Humble and Fred Show.
It's Humble and Fred Radio. Fridays, we're off because we're old and we get tired. But Fridays and Saturdays, 7 and 9, you can hear the best of Humble and Fred hosted by Felicia.
Hello. How's it going?
Phyllis Hong.
Yes.
Phil Hong.
Yes.
Tomorrow on the show, some pretty cool stuff. Now, what we're trying to do is mix in, you know, some stuff from the week. We have a few segments with Lou Skies as well, whilst you were away. And we're trying to mix in some archival material that has not been heard for a while.
Oh, yes. I'm the Humble and Fred, in-house librarian. And so tomorrow we've got John Hastings. There was this interesting segment where he was talking about being run over by a car in London. And
he's a very funny comedian, Canadian comic. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're on a comedy superstation. It's an amazing service that happens on 820. You see, what they do is they have us on, and then the rest of the time, they have the funny people.
Funny.
But, I was going to say, yeah, if it's a comedy superstation, we better start being funny.
More super.
Yeah. Anyway, John Hastings, a very funny comedian from Toronto, moved to London. Mm-hmm. And I believe now he's moved to Los Angeles. But there's a very funny story he tells about, in the last year or so, was run over by a car in London. And the experience of that. And it's very, well, we're going to hear that tomorrow, is
absolutely
what you're saying.
Yes, we are.
So I was at this thing yesterday. Yesterday was legalization day, and I was invited to go speak on this. It's hard to describe, an online television network. They broadcast. Excuse me. We really need to go get checked out.
No, I know.
No, oh, both geez. Of us.
I know.
Seriously.
Poked and prodded, and yeah. It'll be nice to have it done from the waist up this time.
That's true.
We'll have a problem with the lungs.
That's right. It's just going to be our 60s. You and I, we're just going to be like, hey, can you give me a ride to the voice doctor? Are you going over to the voice doctor today? Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's an online. They broadcast 4 or 5 hours live every day from a tower in downtown Toronto. It's backed by a financial company, and it's called the Midas Letter Live. And what they talk about is cannabis, crystal
currently online.
Online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm telling you, having been around the broadcast industry, man and boy now, for several years, it's very professional. It's not a bunch of, you know, like they had cameras, like really good cameras, but like technology, like small, but DSLR everywhere.
Ooh, lovely.
Switchers, they had staff, and it was a real going concern. And what they do every day is they talk about cryptocurrency, cannabis, the industry, from a financial standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy to be invited and being silly and, you know, Humble and Fred and all that other stuff. But I had a guy after, an investment banker, really interesting character, sort of recognized me from the show, and was telling me about the cannabis industry because I'm curious about investing and how people did. And well, the things that you and I always ask, who got canopy growth when it was 60 cents a share?
Right.
You know, it's $70.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're always like, huh? That's what I said to him. I said, are you one of those guys, you know, that you would have heard about it way before we did? He said, well, yes. As a matter of fact, our company helped get some of the funding in the early stages of the industry. And I was like, wow. And he went on to explain it. But this is a part I thought you'd find interesting. To give you some perspective as to how hot this market is. Mm-hmm. So Anheuser-Busch has been in business for 150 years. They're a global company all over the world, 13 or 14,000 employees with a annual sales of around $15 billion with a profit of about $4 billion. And they're a company, their market cap is, their whatever that means, is around $15 billion.
Wow.
Canopy Growth has been in business for a couple of years. I think last year, they made $80 million and lost money. and their market cap is $25 billion. They're twice the size right now of Anheuser-Busch, and they've been in business. They are a licensed producer. But
where are they?
They're here in Canada, and they grow weed. But they don't just grow it. You know, that's the thing that everyone missed yesterday.
Right.
Online, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the stuff you saw on Facebook was, oh, it's not. I saw a bunch of guys going, well, now it's a monopoly. It's not a, you know, they were worried about the fact that now the government's going to be selling us our bud.
Mm-hmm.
But as I, you know, we sort of explained in our show yesterday, it's not about that. Canopy Growth isn't all about selling a bunch of kids their first marijuana. It's about all the other aspects that you can use, you know, marijuana for.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was wild. He said this company, Canopy Growth, is twice the size of Anheuser-Busch. And they're going to be selling it all over the world, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
So where are their warehouses? Because I just heard the largest one in the world is about to open or will be opening in Coburg.
Oh, right.
An old cereal factory or something.
Craft factory,
craft factory.
They made like Shreddies or something.
And maybe that's what Canopy owns. I don't know.
No, it wasn't Canopy.
No,
it was another. And it's, listen, I've done a lot of reading and I told you I heard someone this morning on one of our brother stations or our sister stations, the financial analyst said, treat marijuana stocks like you treat the substance recreationally. Only from the standpoint that we may have missed the boat a bit. Investors may have missed the boat by now because apparently a lot of them are overpriced based on what they can deliver.
Right.
Not necessarily that
well,
one.
Well, no, and maybe can't. And that was kind of his point. Like, it's gotten out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
I even asked him that. I said, is it too late for people? And he said, no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not getting, the ride from 60 cents to 70.
You're not getting 100 times on your investment.
Oh, no.
Yeah. By the way, someone just texted us and asked us, where can I buy one of those urinal backpacks? That's from yesterday. Sharon Turnbull said, I had American trainers come up and work in a call center in Timmins. They all ordered quads.
Oh. I started
talking
with quads.
Talking about coffee. That's four cream, four sugar.
Oh, yeah. What a bomb that is.
Well, that's only half a cup of coffee.
Sure, but it's as sweet as a Frappuccino, though.
And she says that her husband used to offer to melt down a Coffee Crisp chocolate bar instead and put it in the cup.
Right.
Yeah, the Double Double is there to make the Tim Hortons coffee, you know, taste good. That's what it's for.
Oh, really?
Well, no, I'm saying the traditional Tim's coffee, it's pretty weak in terms of, you know, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not like an IPA. It's a more of a...
Well, I've told you, if I'm driving down the street and there's a McDonald's on one side and a Horton's on the other, I take McDonald's coffee any day of the week.
You know, there's...
Am I wrong?
No, you're good.
The taste buds are good.
There are going to be some things to invest in. Maybe it's not the canopies. Maybe it's the can of scribes. Like, we had Mike Mihalik yesterday here talking about his company. It's a... Like, the licensed producers are one sector. Companies like Canascribe, which, you know, are there to help facilitate medical prescriptions and prescribe, things like those companies and Strain Print, those would be the companies you'd look for to invest in because they're sort of breaking ground in a different sector than just growing the wheat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mike's done all right. He's my neighbor, and I drove by his house this morning. There was Escalade and a Porsche in the driveway.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
maybe they were a friend of his.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where from your place to, where does he live? Like down?
It would take me 3 minutes to walk to his house.
But is it on your
street?
Off
Mayfield, when you first enter,
yes.
My subdivision, right on that street.
Oh, I see.
He's right there. I won't give the name of it.
No.
And then you turn right and turn right and you're on my street.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I go for a walk, I walk by his house on my way into the conservation area.
Why don't you pop in and talk about Humble and Fred as a sponsorship play?
Believe me.
Yes.
He told me he's turned his garage into a man cave and he wants me to check it out, so I will.
Yeah.
Well, that would be very good. Maybe you can invite him over to have a hot tub with you and neighbor John.
Yeah, maybe.
Grease some wheels. Do what you have to do.
But as I said yesterday...
Be a sycophants.
He was on the show, and you explained who he is. Former Argonaut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard a lot of those stories on Sports Talk Radio yesterday, too. And I can't... The athletes off the top of my head calling in I mean, NHL players, former NHL players, that were given one drug after another drug to chase another drug to counterbalance another drug, and they all found medical marijuana and dumped their opioids.
Yeah, man.
Like some of them, they said they were in big trouble. They couldn't function without the opioids, and it was ruining their lives. And then they dumped that. So now, you know, and then that brought up a whole other issue now. So, you play for a Canadian team, the doctors can prescribe it now, right?
Yeah.
Some sites.
I was just sneezing.
So how do you, at the NHL, how does the NHL say you can't have that in your system if it's legal and on and on and on? I mean, seriously, it's there's so much that's got to be worked through here.
Right.
And then what if in Canada they say, okay, it's legal in Canada, so if you want to treat your players with cannabis, how is that fair to American players?
Absolutely.
If they can't. So you keep giving them prescription drugs that are eating them from the inside out?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing we were kind of touching on yesterday with Strain Print and Caniscribe and the conversation I had at the Midas Letter. It's not, the video isn't up yet, but if you check out MidasLetter.com, I guess every other day they put up some of the recorded video. Anyway, the fact is, years and years, athletes and everybody, old people, have been treated with drug after drug after drug. And wouldn't it be great if there was a natural, organic way? And it's not just about getting baked. It's about relieving your pain. Your, like, even you, like a month ago, Fred had some spasms, if I may say. as his personal physician, Freddie related that you treated your spasms with CBD oil and it calmed them down.
Yes.
You had some spasms in your groin because of your turpage. Because
you're typifiling.
Because you were terpy.
No, they were bladder spasms.
Bladder spasms, one of my favorite groups from the 90s. But even that, think about it. Like you got some relief from an organic,
right,
in a natural way versus like going to get another prescription on top of the prescriptions.
Well, you heard Mike yesterday say that too.
Yeah.
Even in university. You know, he was popping all these pills, and then somebody said to him one day, why don't you smoke a joint? I don't do that. Like, I don't smoke joints. And then when you get desperate, and believe me, I think we can all relate to that. I mean, that's why I took Percocets back in the early 2000s with my back.
Yeah.
It was like relief.
Right.
And I didn't know about them, but my doctor prescribed them, and I popped them, and I got instant relief from my back. But they screw you up. I mean, they do. I mean, I never got addicted to them. I didn't take enough.
But you could.
But I was, you know, I'm one of those people, too, that it's like I took them and I thought, these are bad, I'm going to stop. Where a lot of people would go, hey, these are good, I'm going to continue.
Yeah, but you, and you event, well, also, you're disciplined. But, you know, it doesn't take much if you're in the kind of pain you were in. And I'm talking, folks, let me tell you, I saw it firsthand. We were at a hockey game at the Meadowlands. We've told the story, but we were waiting for our tickets. We were with two other dudes. And while they were getting the tickets, I was hanging out with Fred. And at one point, you had to, in the concourse of the rink, had to either lay down or sit down on the cement floor because standing upright was too much for
you. I herniated a disc. And it was funny, you know, the day we left on that, I wasn't that bad. I got in an airplane and the pressure, whatever. When I got off that plane, it was like, oh, this was a mistake. But anyway, it's what I went through. And again, I was prescribed Percocets. And the worst thing for me, too, is I just remember being in pain. And then they constipate you badly.
No, exactly. Well, same with their, like, Tylenol 3s.
Just brutal, man.
So the point I was making is imagine if you're in that kind of pain and there is no relief. You finally found a surgical intervention and you've been great. But imagine, it wouldn't be tough to become addicted to an opioid that gave you some kind of quality of life. And it's to bring it back to golf, because everything does lead to golf. You know, it's what Tiger Woods was going through last spring. You know, Tiger Woods, in that video where he was caught with all those drugs and driving, he didn't even know where he was. He was in such pain. You're just like, give me something.
Right.
You know, there's levels of chronic pain where it's with you constantly. You know, when I had back pain, sometimes I was lucky. I was one of those guys, when I laid down, I got relief. Right. So I could actually sleep and lay down and get relief. There are people And I experienced a bit of that the other day with this infection thing. There's no relief. No matter what you do, it's constant, constant, constant.
Right.
You want to pull your hair out, and you, of course, that's how you get addicted. If you have constant chronic pain,
mm-hmm. right,
you pop these things, you get some relief, why wouldn't you continue?
You know, I was with, by the way, Barker's here. Hello, Barker.
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
Barker.
How's it going? Barker, did you get my, you know, first of all, hi.
Hi.
Secondly, I said something to you yesterday, and then I was going home last night. I was going to call you because I was in your neighborhood, and for the life of me, I couldn't remember what my message was. I honestly was
happy
like,
weed day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I was on my way downtown, and I sent you a note, a voice message.
Yes, Howard, home yesterday at, it was a crazy day. I saw it, and it came up at 3:32, and I thought, oh, I got to look at that.
Yeah, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
When we go to our next break,
sure.
Can you tell me what I said?
Sure.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah. It was a crazy day for everybody.
These people that text us, can we reply to them?
You would have to use your phone.
Oh, okay.
You would have to go and actually
right.
put... I thought about this. You'd have, right. There's no. Well, actually, Ian, maybe Ian could find a solution so that we could text them back on our computers.
Because I don't want these people to think they're being ignored, but if we acknowledge it on the radio, they'd have to be listening to text because that would...
But back to your... back to what we're talking about, you know, the stigma around, you know, people not maybe... seeing, because yesterday a lot of people were hung up on the idea of now we can smoke weed. It's not about that.
No.
I was with somebody last night, and our buddy Lumby.
Mm-hmm.
And on his Facebook page yesterday, he sort of said something like, you know, never tried it.
Yeah.
Never will. And I'd forgotten that. But what I wanted to bring up with him last night was, you don't know what you'll need the other aspects of marijuana for as you age. Because, you know, he might be in his late 60s and get a medication, you know, like there's a marijuana version of that,
mm-hmm.
or an extract or an oil or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is exciting for the population as we age. Not just to sit around being baked in a nursing home,
no.
Which, by the way, is not a bad option.
Not a bad option. I mean, if out of the options that are available...
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
My mother was in a nursing home for a couple years before she died.
Yeah.
And believe me, when I saw her in there, we all wanted to be high.
Totally.
So there are the people that are like, oh, I'm not going to ever try marijuana. Fine. But you might want to get a CBD oil.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're even for like, you know, we had that Joshua tree was one of our,
mm-hmm.
you know, we tried them out. You can get CBD oils for your pets.
But see, that's why it's tough. And again... It's tough to say never because let him become desperate with a chronic ailment.
Sure.
Exactly,
where there's no relief and then somebody says, hey, have you tried this and it works?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to say, nope, on principle, I'm not going to try that even though I look at all these other people and it's helped them with the same
and
thing.
And why? What principle? Reagan? Like, just say no?
Right.
Like, what principle is that? I mean, it's...
That's a great reference.
It's so...
That is so funny. Ever since Nancy Reagan told me that this was my brain on drugs.
I remember signing a contract with my dad when I was, like, 10, and I had to bring it home from school. Now, this was obviously in America, mm-hmm. but I had to bring it home from school, get him to sign it and agree... And him witness it that I would never do drugs, I would never take drugs, I would never smoke a joint. Which
meanwhile,
is so
your dad was a drummer.
Yeah, I know.
let's be serious.
Yeah, totally.
He was doing reefers.
I mean, but that was the thing. You either are doing that or you're so straight-laced, you
yeah.
know? And I don't know, never say never.
I just thought a lot of people yesterday in the social media world missed the point. I know it's funny and provocative to make weed, you know, oh, this and that. And there were some of the funny right-wing people that I know were all like, oh, it's the government's now going to screw us, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't do this because I can't be bothered.
How is the government
going to
screw?
That's so funny. We have different feeds.
But not only that, how is the government going to screw you? Because at the
end, because they were calling it...
You can choose not to buy it.
Well, and you can choose to do what most people did yesterday. It's like, oh, I'm not going to order it online. I'll just get it from who I always get
exactly.
it from.
Yeah.
Well, and to be honest, if you have one of the reasons to get a medical marijuana prescription is that it is ultimately going to be cheaper to do that, mm-hmm. you know?
And also, you can travel with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I have a buddy I was telling you yesterday. Like, we went to Victoria this summer for the same golf tournament, and he can get on an airplane because he's got the prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, none's the wiser. Before we continue, Amanda Barker's going to hang out with us. Are you here till the end or are you going to jet?
Ish. I'll jet at the end-ish. Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about some sponsorship opportunities.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Why don't we talk a little bit? Speaking of sponsors, let's talk about our friend, Timothy Nibblesworth, the retirement Sherpa, Frederick.
Well, it was good to have the Sherps in yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
You know, Tim is a portfolio manager, and Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. As you know, 1 second.
Come on, Sam. Come on, Sam.
I wonder what other radio station had that on right now. Talking to Tim, you know, last week was a stressful few days on the stock markets, and Tim came in and, you know, put everything in perspective that, you know, you've got to enjoy the good times and ignore the bad times, because it really it's a buy, hold, and prosper attitude you have to have when it comes to investing. Mm-hmm. And although the market took a hit, only 2 or 3% last week, you know, that happens over a couple of days. You think, oh, no, I'm doomed.
Yeah.
And then, as has happened over the past couple of days, it bounces back. So
you're not doomed.
No, exactly. But you need the perspective of a man like Tim, the retirementsherpa.ca. If you need a money guy, someone to help you with your retirement, your investments, he's the guy. Retirement Sherpa, retirementsherpa.ca.
And he was telling us that it's been a banner couple of weeks for Humble and Fred people moving their stuff over to Tim. And I can tell you, having experienced his service for the last 18 months or so, it really is unparalleled. Let's talk about the Spearhead Brewing Company. You're a big fan of their Hawaiian Pale Ale. It's all year round. I mean, they make it all year round, so why don't you just drink it?
You know what's great?
What?
Beyond Hawaiian Pale Ale, Moroccan Nut Brown is amazing. Mm-hmm.
From Spearhead?
That's a beautiful fall beer.
That's funny. It sounds so exotic. Ooh,
I know.
Have you tried the Moroccan Nut Brown?
It's a wonderful beer. It's got nice earthy tones to it. It's just a good, little bit heartier.
Nice with a tangy.
What?
Yeah, it goes well with tangine, a curry.
I am.
Which is how I had it last night.
I think I'm going to enjoy a couple with the Leafs and Pens tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever you choose, whether it's the Moroccan Nut Brown or the Hawaiian Pale Ale or the Sam Roberts, why don't you get a Spearhead going watching your Leafers tonight? Spearhead Brewing Company, located in historic Kingston, Ontario. Handcrafted beer in small batches and heartily endorsed and lovingly enjoyed by the barker.
Mm-hmm. And by my family. My dad quite enjoyed it.
I was, where was I? Was that in your neighborhood last night?
You were definitely in my neighborhood last night.
I was there for a couple hours, expected you to do a little drop in.
I planned to. It was a busy, I had some Buns trades. I had three auditions and two Buns. So it was a busy night for the Barks, so I didn't make it back in time.
I was at, just briefly before we go to a break here, I was at Yuck Yucks yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and the room was filled with about 70 comics, and on stage were four of the big bookers from all these big festivals in Canada, the JFL Montreal, mm-hmm. Winnipeg Comedy Festival, Halifax, and some others, and I've been invited, now that I'm a rostered comic, to showcase for the first time. So Saturday night, everyone's doing 7 minutes, and I'm the oldest guy in that room by at least 15 years, mostly probably 25.
Right.
So it was just an information to see what they're looking for. And, you know, have you ever done one of these things?
A showcase?
Yeah.
For Yucks? No.
But, I mean,
for JFL? No.
Well, what's that, sir?
What's a showcase?
Basically, you're going up to perform for these people, and they may pick you for one of these festivals.
It's like an audition in front of an audience.
Well, but if there's an audience, so Saturday night at Yuck Yucks, I'll be one. I actually volunteered to go first. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good
thing. That is a good thing.
Well, part of it is I don't like to stay up too late.
And how long will you do?
So, that's true. 7 minutes.
Oh, so a showcase is 7 minutes
seven
as well.
Minutes long.
Okay.
But, first, you know, is good. You don't have to follow anyone.
Exactly. First is good. And but I was talking to my brother who works for, you know, Just for Laughs, and I said to him, I know I have virtually no chance. I really don't. Because they're looking for, like, up-and-coming, you know, the new face.
Diverse, up-and-coming, yeah.
Diverse. Yeah. See, there you go. I mean,
I'm only diverse because at any moment I may crap my pants.
Which,
I
mean, that's really... there's some diversity in that, though.
You think?
I mean, arguably.
Yeah. Age now is a...
A diversity?
A diversity checkbox.
It's a... You're
I'm
a,
old. It's I'm not, Jewish.
It's, believe me, it's not a minority.
I could
but.
Be incontinent. I'm diverse. Look at me.
Anyway, I'll let you know on
That's
Monday.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I was... Well, I was what,
so when can all these fans that are listening right now see you at Yucks? Or is it not open?
It's open, well, no, right? It's open. Saturday night, I'm on the first show. There's
nine?
Two shows.
Oh, seven. Just,
there's tons of comedians all around Toronto.
Saturday at 7?
Saturday at 8.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be on at 8:10. Mm-hmm. I'll be on my way at 8:17. Mm-hmm. I'll be home by 7:45.
Amazing.
Excellent.
Are you going to tell some good jokes?
I hope so. I'm going to do the joke about the thing and
the thing.
All right, we'll come back, and Sabrina Soares is going to perform for us again. Barker's going to hang around. We got so much more to go. Live this morning, as we are, for the first time since 2005, for free, and at humbleandfredradio.com.
Legendary Humble and Fred Show is on the air. They are like still waters in a turbulent time. Humble and Fred are here for you. Here they are.
Behold their rapidly decaying bodies
in all their grandeur. Humble and Fred.
All right. Okay.
Never forget.
It's Amanda Barker hanging out on the Humble and Fred Show. If you want to ever book a guest to appear on the program, make sure you go through Barker. She's like the gatekeeper. Sabrina Soares is coming back. Hey, Sabrina.
Hi.
What you doing? Remember when you were here? Well, you were here for like a month ago or something, weren't
it was,
you?
Yeah, it was recently. It was very recently.
Yeah, and Sabrina's here because she's excited about her new record.
Yeah.
Are you surprised single. That we were talking to you now?
I'm just grateful to be here this oh, yeah. morning. Very early.
How did Legalization Day treat you?
Well, where was I when that happened?
Get a little closer there, Sabrina.
Get a little closer.
Where were you when it happened? I'm assuming
when it happened?
You didn't know where you were yesterday?
Yesterday was when
it happened. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about. Yes, I'm very aware. All but right, I'm just trying to think, where was I yesterday?
You must have been half-baked.
Yeah. Taking it easy, I think.
So I'm just saying, so Legalization Day came and went and it made no impact on you? Or what were your thoughts? Do you have any?
Isn't there an age limit? How old are you? You're very young.
I'm 21.
Oh, you're okay.
So
all right.
I could.
And what
yeah.
is the age limit
I
for
don't know.
Marijuana? Is it what? 18 or 19.
Well, why would a 21-year-old care?
I noticed.
What would change for them?
I noticed Strain Print said that they gate their new forum is 21 and over. That's why I
right.
was thinking 21.
Thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get to Strain Print. We talked a little bit about them today. We had a great talk with them yesterday with
Candace Scribe. What amazing work.
No, that was fun yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was a really fun day.
Yeah, it's funny. I never even thought till now what the age limit would have been. It's got to be the same as alcohol, isn't it?
I would think.
And what is alcohol in Ontario, 18 or 19?
19, isn't
19.
It?
19. Mm-hmm.
And what about, I just asked Sabrina, because I, you know, Sabrina's around the same age as my daughter, Spencer, and I just wondered if it had any impact on you at all.
Not so much for me, because I don't take it in the first place. Maybe it does.
You don't partake.
I don't partake in
you
it.
You don't roll
yeah,
up
I'm
blunt.
Not. Sorry?
You don't roll up a nice blunt?
I don't. And yeah. I've never hung around people. I mean, I've hung around people, but it's not the people I usually hang out with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my close friends don't smoke, so... you know, I've always been in the good crowds for that. And I, in my bedroom, like, writing songs and stuff like that. So I haven't really been in that scene. So yeah, maybe it just doesn't impact me in that kind of way.
Yeah, me too, Sabrina. I just, like, yeah, you know, just look in the... I'm in my bedroom just writing stuff. Yeah.
In your zone.
My zone.
So when, zen.
When Sabrina was here last time, we found out that she's born to Brazilian parents in Sydney, Australia.
That's right.
How long you been here now?
Over a year now.
And you're accent free.
Just a year?
Wow. Just over a year. Wow. Yeah.
And can you, I can't remember. I'm sure I asked you this question. Where did your accent go? Did you have one? did you drop it off at the border?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
No, thank you. I'm going to use that Saturday night during my showcase.
At the border.
So you were born in Australia?
I don't know. Yes, I was.
And you spent
born
20 years there.
Yeah, 21 years.
And you don't have an Australian accent at all.
Yeah.
That is fascinating.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, like, from what I've heard, it comes out in certain words. I don't know.
Could you put it on if you needed to? I'm sure I asked you that question too. If you were going to talk like you used to speak in Australia, would you be able to do that now for us?
Talk Australian?
Yes.
Probably not. I'm not very good at
accents.
Trying to make it. trying to make the accent.
That's fascinating to me.
It is quite interesting.
Yeah, because I'm from Moose Jaw originally. I can slip back into that accent anytime I want.
I'm Bostonian anytime,
like,
I want. I'm
like
moving
Sabrina,
out of
how's it going, eh? Like, would you like to come to Tim's?
That's a good one.
That's exactly how everyone in Moose Jaw talks. Sabrina was here as part of, I'm trying to remember the competition.
Honey Jam.
Honey Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And is now here to perform. Her new website is ssmusic.net. And the release of her single and official music video, Plan A, will be released this Saturday. And she's going to be performing at Canadian Indie Week early in November. And Sabrina Soares, S-O-A-R-E-S, music.com is where you find out more about this woman. Last appeared on the 28th of August and here this morning. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to give a song.
What mic is that? Five?
Five.
Mic five. Give me a little guitar there, Sabrina. All right. You ready, Sabrina? Give me some guitar.
Yeah, yeah. Is that picking up?
Beautiful. Here she is. Sabrina Soares. Woo!
You guys are so great.
You're great. All right, guys.
Okay. So this is a song off my current EP that's out right now. Called Thinking Too Far.
Is there no way you could say that with an Australian accent?
God, how do you do that?
Well, think about everyone you knew for 20 years, and how would that sound?
I don't think about it, and then I'll come back and...
No. Just do it.
Humble Howard is obsessed with your accent.
Or lack thereof.
I just don't understand. Like,
I know.
There's no part of you that can recall.
You can make
recall
a show just of the accent.
All right, here we go, Sabrina Soares, everybody.
Too far. Hey, hey. Everybody gets a chance to somehow rise above the heat of the moment, crying out loud in desperation.
live. But there's no one I didn't save me now. Save me now. Yeah, I'm talking about wheels of fate. And if I ever see the light of day, now where do I go? Nobody knows. Not even a dream will tell me. No dream will tell me. Where do I go? Nobody's home. I need to stop myself from thinking too far. So where do I go? Nobody knows. Where do I go? Nobody knows. Oh, na 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 na. Now where do I go? Nobody knows. Na 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 na. Where do I go? Nobody knows. No, no. So where do I go? Nobody knows. I need to stop myself from thinking too far. Where do I go? Nobody knows.
That's a good song.
That's a it could good. Also, that's a good driving into work time of song.
Yeah, man.
Right.
That song could also be called "Where Do My Accent Go? Nobody Knows."
Sabrina Soares, nice seeing you.
You guys are great. Thank you so much.
Get out of
here. That was very professional.
That was so good.
Very, very professional.
Sabrina.
Mind you, it's 8:30 in the morning.
We know.
Great. Good job.
That's great. All right. Thank you for having me.
SabrinaSoaresMusic.com. And the new video and all that stuff released this weekend. Go check her out. Wow. And now very Amy Winehouse-y, very cool, very jazzy, very hip, very now.
I hear that song while I'm preparing dinner and sipping on some expensive red wine.
I'm sorry, you do what?
Preparing dinner and sipping on some expensive red wine.
Yeah, okay.
Jazzy vibes.
You mean, I like jazzy vibes.
Lights down low. Huh?
Looking your crock pot, swilling of spearhead. Hey, Sabrina, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, you guys.
Thank you, darling. Very nice.
You still do a Boston accent, though.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Oh, yeah. Wicked.
You got to give me something to read. I can do this.
Yeah, do that.
Right
read
now?
Something. Yeah, just read that.
Okay.
Because I'm cramping up right now.
Are you cramping up?
Where, Howie?
Oh, Charlie
in
horse.
Your knee?
He's got a Charlie horse.
Doesn't matter.
That's what we call it in Boston. He's got a Charlie horse. The following episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, the Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, the Chambers Plan, Paytm, Spearhead Brewing Company, and Strain Print.
Nice.
There
atta
you go.
Girl.
Not very pleasant, is it?
No, it's not a pretty. It's not a pretty accent.
Right.
Oh, Howie.
Howie, you know, Howard, I had one of those.
He's got a zombie walk going.
I had a cramp in the tendon behind my knee the other morning.
That's where mine right here.
Oh,
you know what? As an ex-dancer, very ex-dancer, I used to get them in the arches of my feet because when you're in point shoes, those hard point shoes, you have to keep them pointed, and they would cramp, but you couldn't stretch them out. It was. I still get them.
I just, no, that happened to me the other day, and I said,
you need
know
some what? Potassium, Bill.
I thought, you know, there's no way around this. I'm just going to have to lay here and wait till it comes
it's the
and
worst.
Goes.
Childbirth.
Hurts.
Childbirth of the leg.
So good. Hurts a lot. Hey, Fred, why don't we talk about while I'm trying to stretch out.
I need
out,
a photo of this.
Why don't we. Ow!
Why don't we talk about FYI.
Sabrina was very professional. This is very unprofessional.
Why start now?
Very unprofessional.
Where do my body go?
Why? FYIMusicNews.ca. Read all about it. There's lots of stuff in there this week. As I told you earlier in the week, there's stuff about, you know, well, there's always stuff about Drake, right? Because he leads the world in music sales. It's crazy. And there's some stuff in there about the, you know, the soundtrack from A Star Is Born. Who has seen A Star Is Born?
I haven't.
Everybody loves it.
I've seen it.
Did you like
it? People are loving it.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah, it was all right. I'll tell you who loves it. Girlfriend Rachel.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And her ilk.
Sometimes I like chick flicks. I really do.
Is it a chick flick?
No, it's...
Oh, it has
it's a good. It, yeah, it's a. It would be a 72% chick flick.
Okay,
but it's cool in that it's kind of neat, the rock star thing, and this Bradley Cooper guy is dreamy.
Yeah. CBS Canada's Jack Robertson has passed away. Very sad news there. If you're in and around the music industry, that will hit home with you. Music biz headlines, music news digest, the media beat, even a job section. And today's new track is Dennis Ellsworth, Stoned. Hey, that's fitting. Stoned.
Stone. Streamprint.ca. Download the app. Google Play or iTunes. What?
For pains like this spasm, you can type into the Streamprint app.
No, I want to tell you about something I was talking about on the weekend, too, to deal with marijuana. Stupid things you do as a kid.
Okay, can I just tell
you? Yeah, no, you're talking Streamprint first.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Say you're coughing a lot, or if your leg is spasming.
Right. Can you even talk?
If you cough a lot, or your leg cramps up for no reason, like, yeah. I mean, Streamprint, you know, we talked a lot about it yesterday. By now, you understand that what they do is you get the app, and then you put in your symptoms. For instance, right now, I am cramping up. But all jokes aside, you know, there's lots of symptoms that don't include, how do I get higher? You know, a lot of things like migraines or people with back problems. You know, all the things that Mike Mihalik talked about, you know, athletes and people that work out and all these things. He gave me, you want to talk about a great story. He gave me some of their, I don't even know what it is. It would be a hemp version or a marijuana version of Rub A535. You know what that stuff is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Like an ointment, an anti-inflammatory
topical.
Thank you.
Topical analgesic.
You're good. The two of you, we need you here because we've lost a lot of words. A topical analgesic. And I'm going to tell you, Fred Patterson, I put some on my neck last evening because that's one of the many body parts that is rejecting me.
Right.
And it worked great.
Nice.
Like really good relief. And those are some of the things that you'll find out when you download Streamprint app, streamprint.ca, and more cool stuff coming from the Streamprint family. Now, please.
Reminiscing with my buddy Doug on the weekend when we were kids up at where the Tin Palace is now, Burley Falls, Lovesick Lake.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, when we were 14, 15, we'd spend all the summers up there, and I had a buddy named Terry Parlett, and we're walking towards the dam. This is a pathway to the dam one day, and he looks down and he goes, wow, that's like marijuana leaves on this plant. And we're thinking, really? And he goes, yeah, that's like, oh, I'm sure that's like cannabis, if that was the word used back then, I guess. So we start picking this stuff, like bags of it, right? And then I think we were pouring like rum on it and then putting it.
That's
seriously
great.
I'm telling you.
That's what you do.
No,
you pour rum on it.
To make it sort of
so
moist.
Funny.
And then we put it in the oven and baked it forever.
God.
And then rolled it in papers and smoked it.
And?
Well, if we got high, the only reason we got high, we smoked so much of it, like a cigarette, it would be like it just blew our minds, the actual smoke.
That's
like
so
getting
funny.
A head rush or something.
Yes, and I don't believe it ever really got us high. But in retrospect, I look back and I think, what was that? We were smoking. Like, you're turning it into smoke and putting it into our lungs. But as you're a kid, this rush to get high, thinking that marijuana, which was pretty expensive back then for us, would be free and growing on the pathway.
And not able to get, not accessible.
And not being able to get, exactly. But
to get it from a guy in the back of the Trans Am.
Fred's poisonous milkweed and rum recipe.
May have been that.
Yeah.
Milkweed. How do you put rum on it? That's the funniest part.
No, I know. They're like, how do we make this better?
That was curing it or whatever.
Let's hotbox.
Like part of the curing as
weeds.
Weed, rum weed.
So.
Yeah, I don't know about
anyway,
that
fad came and went.
That's so funny.
I want to tell you about something while I'm writhing in pain. Girlfriend Rachel, who is very well traveled. She used to be in the travel industry.
Yes.
And the few times we've gone away together, he went to Mexico, we went to Boston, went over to Lewiston. It's always, you know, she kids me because she has a Nexus card.
Oh.
I've applied.
I just applied.
Yeah.
I applied.
We can go together for our interviews.
Well, that's the thing.
Because I applied like 2 weeks ago. I've been meaning to forever.
2 days ago.
Good for you.
And I got my little note today that I'm going to be contacted by somebody for my interview. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was kind of mocking me, like, okay, you go on that big line, I'll just zippity-doodle through this line.
So when you went there last week, you couldn't use it because of you, or could you?
We didn't bother, because we just drove over the border.
Oh, yeah, but you can use that when you drive, too.
You get a better line for that, too.
I didn't have it.
Yeah, having been over the border last week, it's a much better, that'll save you.
Oh, yeah.
Save you like a half an hour, at least.
But I thought, you know, why not? She and I are going to, the convenience of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been meaning to for so long. And the thing about you and I and Fred in our schedule, a lot of people, it's tough for them because they can only go on evenings and weekends.
Yeah.
And you can either drive to the border or do it at Pearson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as she said, you know, our schedule's so flexible. I could go over now and do my interview in the middle of the day, which is what they offer a lot of people.
Where do you apply? Like a Service Ontario type thing?
You just look up Nexus application and it'll take you through it.
Yeah, it's a lot easier, I think, than it used to be, too. I know when I was traveling with Spank, I did
Spanky.
A 50 Shades of Grey parody. I was on a plane every week, and every week coming and going from this border, and I was like, oh, I really got to do that. And I just never got around to it. So I asked for it for my birthday this year. I said to my husband, the one thing I want is Nexus. Figure it out. Go on the website. Do the thing for me.
Well, she walked me through it the other night. It couldn't have been simpler.
Oh, it is. It's so simple. Yeah.
A lot of people that live like where you were, St. Catharines, across from Lewiston, the border towns, they get their Nexus for driving across. For, like, just to go buy gas, right? Just zip across, fill your tank, zip right back. Go to Topps Friendly Markets and get, like, you know, salami for next
to Topps.
Is Topps better than Wegmans? We went to Wegmans.
Yes. No.
But we should have gone, maybe we should have gone to Topps.
Well, we went to two Topps. We went to Topps Friendly Market in Lewiston, where we were staying, to get some groceries one night. And then when we were in Buffalo, we went to one in, say, a less upscale neighborhood.
Sure,
And that Topps Friendly Market was sketchy.
It was a bit sketchy.
But you figure, you know, the price of gas, it's about half price.
Oh, yeah.
In the U.S.
It really is.
You have a Nexus thing. You live in a border town. Yeah.
We did it every week for 20 years. Yeah, because I lived on a border town in New Brunswick. We were 15 minutes to Maine. So we would go over, and we in Woodstock, in New Brunswick, you call it over and across. Are you going over and across? Mm-hmm. And you'd go over and across and get gas, milk, and McDonald's.
And you know what? People could say, well, that's not being much of a Canadian. You know what? No. When you get reamed the way we do on certain things.
Oh, sure.
Forget it. It's open season.
You're actually
you
got to
look after yourself.
I just want to say to you guys, I really love you guys. Now that my pain has subsided, I'm seeing the world in a completely different way.
We weren't very helpful. I took a video and posted it on
Facebook.
No, that's
fine. But I just want you to know.
What
like,
were
you
we
know,
to do?
Nothing. Sure. My point is, I feel now that the pain's gone, I just think everything's brighter.
Colors
are beautiful in its own way. Yeah. I just have gratitude in my heart. And I will face the rest of my day pain-free now that the cramp is gone from my
God.
Groin. My groin cramp.
That was intense.
Yeah, man.
That went on for a while, too.
So, yeah, I'm going to be all Nexus'd up by the time. Hopefully, I'll get it by the time. I'm going to Florida the first week of December.
Oh, fancy.
For work. Yeah. For work. Oh, I'm hosting. I'm doing a hosting
trip. Mine hasn't come in yet. It's been a few weeks.
See, I prefer to stand in line with all the other people.
Do
and
you?
Then have somebody yell at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the passport stamp they give you.
Well, sometimes you don't get it, too.
I don't know about you, but I like to stand in line for a longer time.
That's going to happen. You're going to go through, and then you're like, oh, no, that line's closed. And you'll be like, but I have Nexus now. That's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to be one of those Nexus douche.
Yeah.
Don't they do your eyes and it recognizes your eyes, or is that something else?
No, I think you're right. I think they do.
They have the computers.
I don't know. Robot.
So you look in the thing and it knows it's you.
It's like Blade Runner.
Yeah. But I'm going to be one of those guys. Hi, people. I'm just going to go Nexus over here.
And then you can take loads of marijuana over with you. Mm-hmm. Nobody will stop you.
Yeah.
Sell it to all the Americans.
But, you know, she...
Good plan, that.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Tops.
No one will stop me. I've got Nexus relief. Okay, so what are we missing here? You have to... I want to talk to you, so we're going to wrap the thing up here in about 90 seconds. Because I know you got to go.
Yeah.
Phil's doing the best of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I put something on the schedule for next week I thought would be interesting.
I threw you a note.
Our show in Hamilton, yes. August 31st, Ralph Ben Merge and Ian Thomas.
Ian Thomas.
October 31st.
October 31st, Hallows Eve.
Ben Merge, that's amazing.
Ben Merge's going to be on, and what a great
week.
A
couple of guys who live around Hamilton, so they don't have to go far.
We're hammering around your home in Hamilton.
Anyway, and thanks to this. Yesterday was great. Cy from High Canada, Phil, and Mike, Ilya. I think it was Ilya.
Ilya.
Mm-hmm. Ilya, and Jessica Morin from Strain Print. It's interesting because Sabrina had made no Nevermind. For most Canadians, yesterday just came and went. It was just whatever.
Yeah. I think so.
All right, we got to go, Phil.
Remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Was that the show?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. She has a statue in Salem, Massachusetts. There's a bronze statue.
I never saw it.
Chatta.
All right, chatta. Hey, Phil, do your thing. We'll see you all live again on Monday morning. The best of Humble and Fred tomorrow morning at 7.
This episode of Humble and Fred Radio is brought to you by FYI Music News, The Retirement Sherpa, Gig Sky, The Chambers Plan, Paytm, Spearhead Brewing Company, and Strain Print. We broadcast to the world from the Humble and Fred Queensway National Broadcast Center. Best of Humble and Fred tomorrow and online at humbleandfredradio.com. I want it.